Well, hi, this is Brett McFall here, and I have Dale Beaumont on the line. How are you going there, Dale?
Very good, thank you, Brett.
Dale, who are you?
Well, I'm a guy who lives in Sydney, and for the last 5 years I've been running programs for teenagers in the area of personal development. Around about 18 months ago, I started a series of books called the Secrets Exposed series, and now I've released 3 books. That's within the last 5 months, and those books are available in bookshops right across the country, being Australia. And now the books are also available online as well. Also have a public relations company, which I own, and also, in addition to that, creating some educational DVDs for teenagers. So into a whole lot of different things.
That's quite a list.
Yeah, it is.
Well done. Now, how old are you, Dale?
24.
24. Well, congratulations. That's a great start. Well done. Well, tell me this. When did you first come to World Internet Summit?
First came to World Internet Summit, a couple of months ago? What month was it in Sydney?
Mm-hmm. It was in March.
In March, mm-hmm. Yep. March it was. Time flies. Yeah, so came in March. Prior to that, I had some exposure to internet marketing, but probably really of everything that I've done online has really been within the last, I'd say, 8 months. So up until that particular point in time, I had absolutely no idea. All I knew about the internet was how to search on Google and how to check emails. That was pretty much it. So I was already at that stage, I had created the books, and I was in the process of publishing them. And I thought, another way to get the books out there would be to sell them online to people that are searching for things all day, every day. So that was kind of like turned out to be an on-the-side thought that has now become a really profitable business in itself.
Yeah, just selling these books online, I guess it puts you in control of your future rather than relying on marketing from publishers and things like that. Is that
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, with dealing with bookshops, you need to give away 65% of the profit, and then after that, you take out all of your costs. So you're left with around about 25% when you're going through those particular bookshops. However, if you're doing it online, the only real expenses that you have is just the cost of postage, which I even build into the price, and just the cost of printing. So you can, instead of making a 20% margin, you can actually make a 80 or 85% margin, which is just a hell of a lot better. Plus, you're also collecting people's names and email addresses when they actually order the books, and that means that they can become a lifetime customer. So what I've been able to do was now I've got 3 books out, and many people went into bookshop and bought the first book. And then they came to a website to collect some free bonuses, which I offered in the book, and now they've bought a second and a third book from me as well. So what I've been able to do is to get people to move from an offline type of relationship to an online relationship, which has become a lot more profitable.
That's very smart. So you might sell the first book through a bookshop, let's say, but then because you have other books, then they can contact you by getting their bonuses. You get their email address, and then you can sell to them privately. That's very smart.
Exactly, yeah. Mm.
Okay, so tell me this. Do you write the books?
No, I don't. It's called the Secrets Exposed series, and what I've done is I've interviewed a whole lot of highly successful people. In fact, I haven't actually interviewed them. I sent them a whole lot of questions, and they wrote the answers, sent them back to me, and then I formatted it, edited it, and put it into a book.
So hold on.
Yep.
So you're selling a book here that you didn't write.
That's correct.
But you had all these other people write it for you.
I wrote about 10%. I had to write the preface and the introduction and also the final thoughts or the wrap-up, and then some of the preliminary text at the front and the back. And
yeah,
also
that sounds really hard, Dale.
Well, not that hard when you look at it, and I've been able to get a great team around me as well that so has been able to help in the areas of editing and also illustrations and graphic design and a few other things as well.
So you've had basically other people write 90% of the books for you, which is a fantastic way to do it.
Mm.
I mean, did you have any experience in this stuff, or could anybody sort of apply that strategy?
Absolutely, anybody can. I just picked a few different areas. I've got one on male entrepreneurs. I've got one on female entrepreneurs. I've got one on property millionaires. So you just pick an area, and then you find people that are already trying to make a name for themselves in that particular field. And then it's just a matter of approaching them, and you can do it several different ways. Maybe you want to meet up with them and conduct a face-to-face interview, which can be recorded and then transcribed and put into a document. Or what I did is actually sent them questions, and they actually wrote their answers and sent it back to me. And it's just a matter of getting across what are the benefits to them. And so I've got their contact details in the book, and they can also submit a bonus gift, which people can actually download, which gives them further promotion. And there's also PR that they get as well. And, of course, a lot of credibility and exposure by being in a book that's available in bookshops.
Very good. So what you talked about there is about putting the benefits out there in front of these sort of experts. So it means that they will actually deal with you. I mean, I guess when you first started, you were no one, you know, per se, in their world.
Yes.
And they didn't know you were an absolute beginner, just like anybody would be. But you're able to get, you know, I guess, some big names within their field to basically be in your book.
Yeah, that's right. When I first started, I was 23 when I made my first approaches. And, I was someone who's 23 years of age, wanted to write a book about business. And, you know, as a young person, I could imagine that they were going to be quite skeptical about, I'm going to commit my time to this person. Can they really get the job done? But I just, I suppose I was very persistent. And I just assured them that, look, it's going to take a lot of work and I'm up for it. And thankfully, a couple came on board, which kind of tipped the scale. And then a bunch of others did as well. And then it was just a matter of proving that I could do it. And since I did the first one, it's just made the second and the third a lot easier. And now everyone in the future is going to leverage off the success of the first one. So the first one's always the hardest. Just get it done, and if it's a struggle, just push through it, and all your future projects are going to be 10 times easier.
Okay, so I guess some people now listening to this would be thinking, well, where are the books? Well, what are they called? Where can I get them? And let's just maybe give them a bit of information on that.
Sure. The books are available in bookshops right across Australia, and soon they'll be available in some bookshops in New Zealand, also Singapore, Malaysia, and Brunei. They're also available online on the internet, and the website is secretsexposed.com.au, secretsexposed.com.au. And you can purchase the books online. If you live in Australia, I will actually physically send you the books. If you live in another country, then you can click on international order and you can actually get sent the book as an e-book and you can get it instantly. Whereas if you want the physical copy, if you're in Australia, then it will take 3 to 5 working days.
Very good. Okay, so let's talk about how do we sell these books, and let's talk about the internet side at least. How do we sell these books?
Okay, well, you need a website, so I put a web page up there, and you can go and you can check it out. And the way that I started this back in October of 2005, so around about 6 months ago, was when I made my first quote sale. About a month or two before that, I started writing all of the web copy and doing the preparations for the website. And I had a database pretty much of, you know, a couple of maybe about 100 people of just friends that I have. And I'd maybe talk about later about how to develop the database. But what I did is all the people that were in the book, I asked them to send it out to the people that were on their list to promote the book and to say that they were in the book. And that then drove traffic back to my website. So I was able to then get some sales from that. So that's a good sort of strategic move.
Well, let me pause you there. That's a fantastic move. You went to the people who actually were in the book, asked them to promote it to their list, and of course they'd want to because they're in the actual book. That's a real backdoor strategy for getting some exposure.
Absolutely, it's a win-win for everybody, and they certainly loved it because they were a part of a book, and that was a little bit of an ego trip, and they were keen to tell everybody about it, and also gave a lot of promotion back to me as well. So that was one strategy, leveraging off people's databases. Another one was using AdWords, which are the little ads that appear on the right-hand side of Google. So if people were to type in something like property trust, or then they could go to this, and I actually personally customized the ads based on what they were actually searching for. So if they put in property trust, then I have a little ad saying, want to know which property trust is right for you, then click here and to read more or whatever it was, and have the Secrets Exposed website. And I did that. So what I did is I broke down all the different topics that were in the books and all the different search terms that people could be looking for, and created a whole bunch of ads. So that was able to instantly drive traffic to the website without having to worry about search engine optimization. I was able to get people to come to the site, and they were highly targeted to the particular things that my books were about.
Very good, very smart little strategy there, because a lot of people just might just, you know, get some keywords, maybe a couple hundred keywords, and then hope for the best. You know, so when people type those keywords in, your ad comes up and they might go there.
Yeah.
What you did is you actually tailored it to most popular keywords, so the ad is actually tailored to that.
Yes.
Nice work. So a little bit of extra effort on your end on the front, but I'm sure much better results and much lower costs, I'd imagine, as well.
Exactly, much lower. And I look for, I was competing in some search terms like real estate that are quite expensive. So I looked for things like property trust and I looked for other words that were more sort of more narrowly targeted, and they were much, much cheaper than the big sort of words. So I just wanted to avoid paying like $1 or $2 per click. So most of my things are under 50 cents. Some are even around about the 10 cent mark per click.
Okay, that's only costing you, say, 10 cents every time someone clicks on that ad, rather than $2, let's say.
So that's right.
Yeah, good. Okay, so I'm looking at some sales figures here of yours where, you know, when you first started off, it was about $245 worth of sales in that first month. You've been at least doing some little happy dance then, I'd say. You know, some sales are coming in.
Yep.
And over the next month, you've got $600, another $600 a month. Then the next month, January of this year, over $4,000.
Yes.
There's a couple of $2,000 months. You've sent me some other sales figures here just this week alone, almost $1,700 in sales.
Yes.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. Mm. Yeah. I've got to say that this has been something which I haven't really even focused on. I put the website up, and there's so much more that I know that I can be doing, and I've just been so busy putting out three books within the last 5 months. There hasn't been a lot of time to focus on the online, so I'm actually in the process now of hiring somebody else full-time to be my assistant, so I can now focus on more of the marketing as opposed to the day-to-day running of the business. So what I've actually done is I'm using the income that I've generated from the internet to cover employing another full-time person to grow and expand this to the next level.
Good thinking. Okay, well done. So that's not bad. From a startup business inside a few months, your costs would be fairly low because do you work from home, Dale?
I have a small office, okay. And we run a couple of things from there. So, yep.
And you have some other business interests as well.
That's right.
And what do you think's been the major thing for you making this money? Because basically, I think you've created money out of thin air. This product wasn't available, you know, say 8 months ago. It wasn't available a year ago.
Yep. That's
and
right.
Suddenly you've come up with an idea. Other people have helped you put the content in. And now you're making money from it. To me, that's creating money out of thin air.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think's been the real reasons behind that?
The real reason to create money out of thin air?
Yeah.
Well, it's just I just have a real passion for sharing information with people that and it's going to be useful and beneficial to them. And I came up with this idea, this concept, and I've been really excited the way that it's progressed and evolved. And
you took a chance.
Just take a risk. And I did a lot of research and asking a lot of people. But there comes a time when you've just got to do it, because so many people have these ideas. And I wish I had a dollar for every person that said, "Oh, that's a really cool idea. I wish I would have." I was thinking of doing something like that, but I've just been too busy and I haven't done it. You've just got to make a decision, do as much research as you can, but then get out there and take some action and do it.
That's the key, and I guess the person listening to this right now, they could do the same. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Definitely. Just pick an area, pick a topic, and you don't even have to be an expert in a topic, and you can find experts to contribute to help you with your material, as long as there's going to be some benefits to them as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Okay, so you came to our World Internet Summit a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Again, you were hungry for more information. What did you learn from that?
Well, learned heaps and heaps of things there. It was just what I loved about it was that it was a four-day event, and you were kind of immersed in that environment for an extended period of time. It wasn't just a few hours or even just a whole day. It was four full days. I liked that on the first day of the seminar, it was kind of newbies day for people that are kind of just want the basic stuff. And even though some of it I knew, I also learned a few new things there as well, and just how to put up a web page or something that I hadn't even done up until that particular point in time. I outsourced that and got a friend of mine to do that. But not that I think that I'll be doing it myself in the future, but now to at least know how it's done, was good. Also, the networking opportunities were fantastic to get to meet a whole bunch of other people. And I've already created some partnerships out of the people that I met there. And the fact that you hear from a variety of different speakers, all that have achieved great success online, but maybe with a different approach or a different strategy or using a different vehicle within the within the internet marketing arena.
Yeah, because often the crowds at our seminars are very switched on and wanting to meet other people. And goodness me, you know, my business partners alone, we actually met at a seminar. Mm. You know, so it's a great place to actually find people of, you know, like mind, similar goals, and the changes to your future can be phenomenal just by meeting the attendees alone.
Definitely.
Mm. What are the tips you have for our listener?
A couple of tips. The first one would be just collecting people's names and email addresses. That is just something that every single person can start right now, even if you don't have a online business. I remember reading an article, and I think someone asked a question to Richard Branson, what's the best way to become a millionaire? And he said, get $5 from every single person that you meet. Now, how does that apply to someone who wants to get involved in internet marketing? Well, ask every single person you meet for a business card or for at least a name and email address. And if you were to do that starting right now, every single person that you know, and put them into even just an Excel document or into your Microsoft Outlook, something that you can start with, those names and email addresses are going to be worth you a fortune in the future. So start right now to communicate with those people. You can send them just a monthly newsletter, or you can just send them a monthly email saying click here and just set up a blog that you can set up within a couple of hours for free, put it online, and just tell people what you're doing and maybe share with them some of the things that you're learning, and just stay in touch. And then when you are ready to promote something, these people already know you, they've already heard of you before, and they can help to start the ball rolling to promote. That's number one. Did you want some more?
Yeah, well, and just on that, I mean, that's actually a really good way to start, because people actually just like listening into your journey as well.
Yes.
And so you don't have to really decide on the topic right now if you haven't got that in place. But just let them know that here I am on my journey. Here's the struggle I had today. Hey, here's the success I had the other day, you know, and that can actually create a little bit of loyalty. It's very truthful, it's honest, and people can create a relationship with you. So then, see, it's all about the relationship.
Exactly.
It's about, I mean, the internet is very impersonal. Yeah. And so if you can't be there in person and to talk to somebody and shake their hand and say hello, at least creating a relationship through emails and letting people know what's happening in your world and your life can be a great way to start. But what about if someone didn't know, Dale, about how to collect email addresses, or rather what to do with them? Once I've got all these business cards, what do I do with them? Can I just put them in an Excel sheet and then can I email them all? Is it that simple, Dale?
It is. It's that simple. Get your name and email addresses and then type them into your computer, whatever format, it doesn't matter, and start with something. Just put them in your Outlook is probably the easiest. Or you can get some other systems, one being Autopilot Riches, which is spoken about at the World Internet Summit. That's something that you can do. There's going to be a little expense with that, but if you're serious about building an online business, it's certainly a great tool to have. And then you just stay in touch, communicate with them. And I've just set up a blog, a website that I have called DaleBeaumont.com, and that's where people can go to just find out what I'm doing in my life and what I'm learning, and new books just come out. So there's nothing to actually sell on that particular site. That's just kind of a portal to the other websites which I have, and it's good to balance it out with having a website like the Secrets Exposed one, where people can go and buy something, but people can, every month they get an email from me as well that has a link to the DaleBeaumont.com site, so people can just build a bit of a personal relationship. And I've got photo gallery on there, and soon I'm going to put up a press gallery with different PR as well. And it's just to build that relationship with people, and so people know who I am and a bit more about some of the things which I have to offer.
In fact, you actually grew your database from zero to almost 3,000 in just 5 months.
Yeah, that's correct. It's been pretty exciting through just getting people to send things out to their database, and through the AdWords. Also, I've put a few articles on some forums, and I've also registered a few affiliates as well, and that are other people that actually promote the books, and they get a little bit of a kickback as well. So it's a win-win situation. It's a win for them because they get a little bit of a bonus back. It's a win for me because I'm getting access to customers that I wouldn't otherwise have. And it's a win for the customer as well because they're getting a great product that they wouldn't I've heard about otherwise. So
great thing about a database too is that it gives you security, so that if you lose your job, if your business goes down in the offline world, once you have a database, you can contact them anytime you like. And if you've got a relationship with them, then you can actually earn money from that database by offering them products that they want. And that is the security which really every person is looking for. Most people just don't know how to do it, but really it all lies in the database. Would you agree?
Absolutely. That is just so key. And the great thing is that now as the more that it's growing, the easier it actually becomes to make money. I just had a friend send out an email to about 1,000 people, and over the last 7 days, I've made just under $2,000 in the last 7 days just from online sales. And it just becomes easier once you get started. So the main thing is just push through that first sort of 6 months. If it's a little bit of a struggle and if things are new, then just keep going, and you'll certainly get the rewards down the track.
Yeah, good one. Okay, what's your next tip?
Next tip would be one of the things which I've done is an upsell strategy on my website, which has probably increased my sales by at least 80%. So what I've actually done is that people go to the homepage, they put in their name and email address, and then they pick which book that they're actually most interested in. So let's just keep things nice and simple. There's now 3 books to choose from, so I've got a double upsell, which I'll explain in just a moment. But keeping it nice and simple, let's just say we had 2 books. They pick which book they're most interested in, and then they go to a sales page on that website. And then they read the copy, and then when it says, click here to order this book, before they go to the order page, I've inserted a second page in there, which says, before your order is placed, would you like to get a second book? And there's a picture of the book and a little bit of web copy on that one for an extra $19.95. So instead of the book being $29.95, they're getting it for around about 35% off to get a second book. So that's what I've been doing, and it worked amazingly well. And now what I've done, that I've got a third book, I've actually now have a double upsell strategy. So they actually have got a bronze, silver, and a gold. So you can go to the website and you can check out exactly how I've done this. And when you've got the main page that you go to, they click yes to order. They go to a page that says, would you like to get a second book? And then it says yes or no, and then they can pick. And then it says, would you like to go to a third book? And yes or no. And just going through, I'll just go through some of my sales figures here. The books, I normally get $30, and if it's 2 books, it's around $50, and for 3 books, it's around $70. So the $70 is a double upsell, and the $50 is a single upsell, and then the $30 is just a normal order. So here's a few sales that I've just got recently. These in within the last week. I've got a double upsell, single upsell, single upsell, double upsell, normal, normal, double upsell, double upsell, upsell, double upsell, double upsell, 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 normal, upsell, double upsell. So then just you can see there that
it's working.
That it's certainly working.
It's working.
The average order is around about $50, but there's also a lot of orders there at the double upsell, which is $70 as well.
And all you did was ask?
All I did was just ask and just give them the opportunity. And people that say no, that's fine. They're future customers that they can come back and order later on after they've got a product in their hands. But some people want to get everything all at once, and you give them the option, and they can pick and choose what they like.
Well done. Fabulous work. That's really good smart marketing. So simple, which I'm glad about too, because our listener at home could benefit from that. One point I want to make out is this, that you know, with Dale, let's say that you're thinking that perhaps you'd like to take Dale's path. Here's what Dale could do. Dale's now created a money-making system. He's found out how to get, instead of $20 or $25 out of a customer, how to get them up to $60 to $70. And that is a secret. That is a system for doing that. And what Dale could do, and what you could do if you're going to follow his pathway here, is you could then teach people how to do that. And Dale can actually blow his income through the roof here, because he has his own little system now of A, creating a product without actually doing, you know, without only doing 10% of the work, of how to market that product, how to grow his database, and then how to actually increase his sales when they do come to his website. That could be a whole seminar on its own, or a whole information product on its own. Now, if it was an information product, it could be in a manual form and a CD form. He could sell that for between maybe $200 and $500 as a product. If he wanted to do it as a seminar, he could charge $997 for a one-day seminar to teach people that system. Then let's think about this. If Dale charged you $997 to come to a one-day seminar to teach you every single step that he's just sort of briefly covered today, would you not pay that if it's going to get you an income of $2,000 to $4,000 a month? Would that not be a good investment? And so why I point this out to you is that Dale here is showing a very, you know, very simple system that's making money, but what he's really creating is an empire for himself to be able to go ahead and not just sell these products, but then sell the systems of selling those products, and that's where the real money is. So I really want to underline that, and Dale, you already know this, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it's all at, for you to really explode your income through the roof and do even less work than you're doing now.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, last thing is this. What would you tell someone who was actually thinking of going to World Internet Summit, who hadn't been to one before?
What I say, I just say, just do it. It's a great decision. The internet is certainly the going to be the next major boom in business. So you've just got to be where all the action is, and there's people making absolute fortunes, and there's people making small fortunes as well. That like what I've done, $2,000 to $3,000 a month. It's not a huge amount of money, but what that's been able to do for me, as I said earlier, is to employ someone else full time to then manage the things that I don't want to manage, so I can focus on the bigger money making projects. So just go along, make the decision, and talk to as many people as you can. And just invest in your most important asset, yourself.
Good advice. Good advice there about talking to other people. Just get in there and don't sit on your own, but actually say hello to other people. Sometimes it's the hardest step, but it's the most important thing you can do to start off with, at least when you go to a summit or a seminar, is to just say hello to other people. You just don't know what will come from that. So, Dale, if somebody wanted to contact you, would you allow that?
Yeah, sure, of course. You can go to the Secrets Exposed website, which I mentioned earlier, secretsexposed.com.au, or you could also go to dalebeaumont.com, which is dalebeaumont.com, and just check out what I've done. One of the last quick tips is just that you don't have to be an expert. You just look at what the experts are doing and just follow it. Just be a bit of a copycat, so pick up what you like from what I've done. I'm certainly not the definitive expert. That's why you need to go to World Internet Summit. But take things that you like and just apply it to what you're doing.
Thank you, Dale. Well done, and you've provided some great information for our listener. And wish you the best of luck.
Thanks very much, Brett.